Iraq says the number of pilgrims in the city of Karbala for the Arba'in commemoration has reached a record 17.5 million this year. Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi announced that 4.5 million of those pilgrims are foreigners from 60 different nations. He said Iranians make the biggest number of foreign pilgrims. Obeidi added that 13 million Iraqis from across the country have traveled to the Holy City. A large number of Shias have been walking for days to reach the Holy City on the day of Arba'in on Saturday. Arba'in is the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. Imam Hussein and his 72 companions, including family members, were martyred in the Battle of Karbala on the day of Ashura 14 centuries ago. We are now seeing live images coming out of Karbala itself, where people have gathered now just days ahead of Arba'in, which is to take place on Saturday itself. As we've been telling you, millions of people have been walking between the holy cities of Najaf and Karbala in Iraq towards the city of Karbala, again to gather in Karbala itself on Saturday, the day of Arba'in, which marks the 40th day since the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, which took place itself on Ashura. This, of course, all in commemoration of a battle that took place on the plains of Karbala in modern-day Iraq 14 centuries ago, when Imam Hussein and his 72 companions, as well as family members, took a stand against the tyrant of that time, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, by refusing to pay allegiance to him. And this resulted, of course, in them being martyred on the plains of Karbala. This is something that Muslims across the world commemorate on a yearly basis, again, as a stand against oppression that takes place worldwide. And, of course, this year, the commemorations of Arba'in are that much more important, especially with the threat of the so-called Islamic State terrorists, which of course have threatened any such commemorations and threaten currently as well the holy city of Samarra as well. Of course, the Iraqi forces have been able to provide security for years now, especially for Arba'in and Ashura commemorations, which take place in the two holy cities of Karbala and Najaf, and that is no different this year. Also, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, had requested that more Iranians go to Karbala this year to take part in these commemorations, again as a show of strength and a show of solidarity with the message of Imam Hussein, as well as the person of Imam Hussein, considering, of course, he was the Prophet's grandson.